the Bixby School.
Yes.
They made fun of you for eating tortillas.
Lots of times we didn't have any, mother couldn't go get bread from the store, so she used to make tacos with beans. Or they used to make, we have to eat them hiding in some place because they would make so much fun of us because they were eating tortillas with beans.
These were American children.
Yes, and there were some. They used to live close to the ranch. So had handsome. They were two three brothers. Oh, they were so mean to us.
Were these children of the tenant farmers on the ranch?
Yes. Handsome. They were the last name. Handsome. Oh, they were awesome.
Do you remember anything else about that? They laugh at you for the tortillas?
Because we were Mexicans.
Yeah.
They didn't like us because we were Mexicans.
Would they ever beat you or hit you?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. I remember, we had a hard time against them. There was no. And so, we used to tell Mrs. Bixby about it, and she used to talk to them, and then they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So she was our help.
Are you getting tired sitting
up? No, I'm just right back there.
I'll come back later, okay?
Okay, thank
you. I'm so glad I met you, Becca.
When are you going to be on TV so she can...
I don't know yet, but I'll let you know, Petra,
okay.
And then you can tell her.
Okay. Did your father work today?
He's working all this week.
Oh.
He's working daytime.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. He's the one, her father's the one that makes me all those things.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, that's the glass work. He always makes that right there.
Does this for a hobby or for
just
that
a profession? After school. After work, he does.
Oh, they're just beautiful.
He works San Pedro in the boats. You know, for the... He's a longshoreman.
Really?
That's what he is. But then... He works 1 week in the morning from 12 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock. And then another week he'll work from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock. And the next week he'll from 4 o'clock to 12 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And when he has time, he does all this thing.
Yeah.
But this, I thought this was very good.
He did this too?
Mm-hmm.
Very artistic.
So he gets wood close to the place where he works. There's a lumber yard.
Yes.
And pieces of wood they don't use, they put it in the trash, and he goes there.
Beautiful, Paige. And he cuts these little designs out there. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. So, there was prejudice against Mexicans when you were little.
There was. There weren't very many American people then. It was almost Belgian. Do you know Anna Waddy?
I haven't met her yet, but I have her number here.
She's been here longer than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Her father died there at the ranch.
Is she here or does she live?
I think she lives in Rossmore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, her husband died, and I see her in church.
You do? Anna Waddy?
Well, now it's a different name because she got married, and I don't know her last name now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We go to the retreat, and she goes too.
You go to retreat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she's older than I am. She knows more than I am.
Well, did the Belgians?
They were very nice. Mm-hmm. All of them very nice to us.
It was mainly the other Americans.
Mm-hmm. They're the ones that they used to come through the ranch and went that way. I don't know where they used to live. They were not. And always had trouble with them. There were four boys and a girl. And then.
Do they live on the ranch, Peter?
Oh, I don't know, because they went up the hill, and I didn't know where they went. But we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they... there's some Pepsi on the refrigerator. Would you like to come and bring us some? There's ice and...
Oh, no thanks.
Oh. No, thank you. And I don't know what happened to them, because then their grandmother used to come to preach us the Bible.
Mm.
But mother didn't know any English, so she stopped.
Mm.
And I used to say, why is she so good? Why does she take care of her children?
Yeah.
I was mean then. But we had a lot of trouble with those four boys.
Mm.
how did you, let's see, so your dad died, and let's see, how old were you when your dad died?
Well, let me see, he died in 1923, and I was born in 1989. How old was that?
Or nine from 20. That would be 15.
15. And then I still went to the school another year, just part-time. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 16, they didn't ask me to go to school anymore. So Mrs. Bixby took me in to work in the kitchen with Mrs. Schenkel. Mm-hmm. Remember Mrs. Schenkel?
Yes, oh, I do. I certainly remember her. Yeah.
And I used to work for her from 11:30 until 1:30. Mm-hmm. But I forgot how much I got paid then.
I think you said before $50 a month.
$50 was when I went in the house.
Uh-huh.
Because they had a girl working there. Her name was Rose. And she got up in the fight. I think it was with your mother or somebody. And she just dropped her apron there in the kitchen and she went out. So I had to start going in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I got the $50 a month.
And before that, if other people remember 50 cents an hour. Does that sound like what you got?
No, those people were when Mrs. Bixby had parties,
uh-huh.
She'd bring help from Long Beach. Mm-hmm. They used to pay them 50 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm. So when you began to be second maid, did my grandmother teach you the way she liked to have things done? What kinds of things did you...
Well, how to set the table, how to... And then I had to clean and sweep and dust all over. But there was Mrs. Schenkel's sister was there. And she helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember, one time I set the table, Mr. Bixby, and he asked me for a file.
For what?
A file, you know.
A file.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what it was. I said, look at him. And I said, well, he had the meat there, and he had the fork, and I went to... And then I saw that knife, and I said, oh, I think this is what he wanted. I was just guessing. Yeah. I remember one morning he asked me for syrup.
Syrup?
Yeah. What was syrup? I didn't know.
You've never had it?
No, I didn't know. And then I went and asked the shrinker, I said, he wants syrup, what is it? Oh, he said, oh, she said, it's right here. She gave it to the little jar. I had to suffer for the end there.
And while you were working, then your mother pretty much had to take care of the house.
Yes, and the boys helped her and everything. The boys going to school. And when she had them one day, one had to wash dishes and sweep.
Mm-hmm.
No, one washed dishes and the other one sweep the house. And the next time they went like this.
Yeah.
Right there. They went to school. I had to walk the whole mile every day, every morning.
What grade did Joe finish in school?
Eight, I think it was eight.
Eight. And then he started to work on the ranch,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yes.
What kind of work did he do?
He started with gardening.
Gardening.
Helping Donaciano.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did.
Donaciano, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He died, too.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah. He died before my husband died.
I thought he was the one who got falsely accused of killing
him. Yes, he was, but then Mr. Bixby helped him out. It was his father-in-law who did it, but his father-in-law went to Arizona someplace. And so he had to go to jail, but his father-in-law was the one who did it, but mm-hmm. he didn't say anything.
So this Donaciano went to jail,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Bixby got him out,
yeah.
and sent him to Arizona?
No, he just came back because they proved that he wasn't the one. And his father-in-law was the one that did it. But then they thought, no.
Hey, could you tell me about your mother? After your father died, did you observe any changes in her? Did she get sicker or healthier or sadder?
Well, she was pretty good then. When she got real bad after I got married, then she was flat because she was used to be. I was there doing everything, buying things, going to stores. I used to buy, I had to be Wednesday afternoon. I didn't have to go to work. So we used to go to Long Beach Cresses.
Long Beach what?
At the store in Long Beach Cresses.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, yeah, Cresses.
We used to buy 4 shirts for the boys for $1. 35 cents for shoes. So we thought we were rich then, with that $50.
How often did you get a new pair of shoes?
Well, I had to buy them pretty often because it was too far for them to walk to school, a whole mile back and forth, and there was no sidewalk or no nothing, walking in the dirt. Yeah. I had to buy them pretty often too.
When your father worked on the Alamitas, what kind of work did he do there?
The horses to farm, yeah. You know, it was a mule,
yeah.
A team of mules.
He looked after. Mother says each man had his own team to look after.
Yes, yeah, they had to get up 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock?
To teach them before they start working.
Wow.
Work until 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. $12
a week. $12
a week. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. The Japanese here, they used to pay 90 cents a day. A whole day. A man had to go to work for 90 cents.
For a whole day. Angie's dad made $3 a day, but that would be much later.
Oh, yeah.
That would be in the 20s or 30s.
30. He used to work with the Japanese.
Murata.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're talking about the 1914 now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So your dad made $12 a week. Was it 6 days a week or
mm-hmm.
7 days a week?
6 weeks, because I always had Sunday off.
And tell me now about church you went to St. Isidore?
No, we went to St. Matthew's in Long Beach.
Oh.
That was because there was no church here. This one, that we had St. Isidore's came in 1924. There was a man here named Regan.
Mm-hmm.
He built that for the farmers because we didn't have, everybody had to go to Long Beach.
Was that far to go to Long Beach?
I was on 7th and something. Way into Long Beach. And sometimes we had to walk in the morning. We used to get up early and walk to get there.
But
then
walk.
We were too lazy. We didn't go.
You then didn't my have cars?
No. Then my uncle came and he used to give us a ride to mass.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go. When I started working, I had to start at 7. So he used to take us to a 6 o'clock mass in Long Beach. And Matthew.
At night or in the morning?
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning we used to go and I'd be ready to be at 7 o'clock there at the ranch.
On Sundays?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I work on Sundays until the noon.
Mm-hmm. You work every day there?
Mm-hmm. Every day, it just had the Wednesday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was the just run up there once. We used to go out early, real early in the morning, and John and Joe and I. Yeah, it was too little, so we didn't take them.
So you went to church at the 6 o'clock mass,
mm-hmm.
and then came back and worked at 7.
Yeah, I used to go. So when my uncle wasn't there, then I didn't go to church because it was too far to come.
About a 6 mile walk.
We used to run all the way down and back and forth. We were used to walking a lot. We used to go to school walking every a whole mile. And we used to go there every day. So now everybody has to have a car.
What did you do in your so-called leisure time? That you had a Wednesday afternoon off and a Sunday afternoon off. Would you?
I just stay home.
Yeah.
We didn't know nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was so far.
Yeah. Would people come? People come to visit you? Would
mm-hmm.
you have family come?
Yeah, we just had some friends that come not very often because we didn't have enough to feed them.
Yeah.
And so we...
About food, what? You mentioned beans and potatoes and tortillas.
And sopa, rice, but like it's
rice.
Like spaghetti.
Yeah.
So,
sopa.
Ways to go, what is it? That's the soap and. I don't know. It's a real thin, like it's spaghetti, real thin.
Pasta.
Yes, maybe we get some other mix with tomato and sauce and onion.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother is a good cook now. Mm-hmm. She's an American girl, but she came to us when she was almost 15. And I love her like if she was mine. I love her very much.
Did you... grow your own vegetables there in a little garden?
No, we didn't. Mr. Bixby did.
You grew.
We grew all over, so we just picked some here and picked some there.
Mm-hmm. you go up and mm-hmm. bring them down.
Yeah.
And what about meat? How often a week?
Mother had chickens there, and we used to eat chicken. That's all we eat. There was no other meat. Mm-hmm. Chicken.
And milk.
No, we used to get the milk from the ranch. Mm-hmm. They used to give us a little can, five-gallon can.
5 gallon can.
Mm-hmm. Every other day. Mm-hmm. If we didn't have no refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah. So now getting back to religion, Tony, do you remember Tony?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
She said when the earthquake of 33 started, that your mother, Josepha, well, first of all, she remembers your mother very well. She
yes.
remembers your mother as...
She was a little girl when she came back to
the that Josepha used to take all the kids
and
to Sunday school and prayed with them during the week
mm-hmm.
and would instruct them in religious
and
matters.
Yes, because it was too far for her.
Yeah, but she was kind of the religious person in the community who would instruct the little children.
Mm-hmm.
And when the earthquake came, Tony said that Josepha, Mrs. Cisneros, they call her, would
she wasn't there.
But
she was here with me.
Oh, she was
she
here
was
with
here.
You.
Yes. It was Friday.
Friday, that's
yes,
right.
It was a Friday. And this was in Lent.
Lent.
So she came, and well, she came too early, and she was here with us, and the earthquake, and then there was no church. Then left. The church was built with bricks, and all the church went down. So she was here and
in this house.
Mm-hmm. She was here in that house, this house that night, and she stayed here for a week with us because all week long was going like this, and we were afraid, mm-hmm. and we didn't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Joe, and from Joe down, Joe and Damon Casey, they were staying here with me. John and Matilda wasn't here. They stayed at the house. They were bigger now.
When you say the house, you mean the house at the ranch?
Yeah, the house in the ranch was on top of a little hill.
Yes.
And was going like this. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want her to be there. All week long, we had little earthquake.
Yeah, aftershock.
Mm-hmm. Now, here, they used to have the train, empty cars. And they used to hit each other like this. Ooh, the noise. And everybody were afraid. A lot of all the church, they used to have a big water tank right there, and it broke, and all the water came down. Mm-hmm. And some places.
So speaking of the Saint Isidore, this was a church that was built in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that my grandfather gave the land, and that Mr. Reagan gave the water rights and helped.
And helped with the yes.
And then. Would you all go to the church there, or would you continue to go?
No, we all came here.
Uh-huh, on those elements,
yes.
St. Isidore.
Yes.
Well, isn't that funny? Tony was really little, but she remembers that somebody ordered the children to kneel and pray because God always hears little angels.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it might have been Mrs. Cisneros because she was always...
Oh yes, she went back to that for a week. She stayed here, and then she went back to there. But she always did, even here. And there was a little old house back here where she died, and even then she always get the children around here, all around here, and show them to pray and all over.
Was she always like that when you were little?
Mm-hmm. She's always since she came from Mexico, and she was mm-hmm. always that way. And after she died. One day, it was Sunday, my daughter Carmen was here, and I heard the little kids coming back and forth and talking, and then I went outside, and I looked, and it had a little porch, so they came, and they put newspapers, and they stole flowers from here and from there, and they went, and they put it all in her door, so that's after she died, and then I went, and they were praying for her. And I think it's kind of come up, and we see what the children are doing, and she's looking, she starts crying, because she loved my mother very much, and she said, people from other places come to do this, and we are here, and we don't kneel down and pray for her. There was a lot of girl.
This was right here on the doorstep?
And her door right there.
She was in your...
It was a little house. They kept the house already. It turned it down. It was an old house.
So that's where your mother lived, in
mm-hmm.
that house.
Yeah. And then all the children came around and they had the flowers laying down and playing. And that makes my daughter.
The bedroom was with their blue candles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't. I still remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you think everybody
had
needle point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was always doing something. Every day she used to go to church. Every morning. Every morning.
Would she do this when she lived on the ranch?
But she prayed. She teach us to pray and everything at home. But to go to church was too far to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Way up to St. Matthew's.
Yeah.
From 7th and temple or something.
You know, Angie spoke so fondly of you, Petra. She said that when she and Joe got married, that you prepared their wedding luncheon. And she remembers none of her family were very angry at her.
Well, she ran away.
Well,
why, I guess.
She was afraid to go back to the house because her father beat her. And
she just went out to talk to Joe. And when she came back, the door was locked. And so she ran back. She ran and catch Joseph. Wait, I can't stay here. My father locked the door.
She said that Joe and she went out one night without her father's permission. And they were driving around. They got back at 11 o'clock and the door was locked.
Yeah, she went out there. Her father thought she was asleep, but she wasn't. Well, that's the way the Mexican people were a long time ago.
But none of them came to the wedding. And she feels very warmly towards you because you made her feel good.
Well, she was my brother's gonna be my brother's wife, and I know Joe was pretty hard on her ever since.
How?
Drinking.
Drinking. Joe drank
A lot. But she was pretty good. And the last year when he was so sick, she was there all the time. She helped him a lot.
Mm-hmm. When did Joe start to drink?
Oh, since I can remember him, he was drinking. Yeah, he used to drink a lot. And she didn't tell you about his drinking?
No, she told me about the diabetes, and she told me about that he wouldn't stay on his diet.
Mm-hmm.
And she also said that she felt he just kind of gave up and when he left the ranch, that too much had happened. And
when he lost Mr. Bixby, that's when he started that. He told me, well, we all get pills for them like they were our people.
Yeah, right.
Because being so rich and everything, and they didn't push us out of the way or nothing. They helped us a lot.
Did you ever feel jealous of their being so rich?
No. 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 Mm-hmm. No. Why? Because they were so good to us.
Yeah.
You think they were just like their mother. We called Mrs. Dixie was just like her mother. And then she told my daughter-in-law, Dolly, one day that we went, she was, the nurse had her on a wheelchair, but she still was all right.
Your mother?
Your mother. Your grandmother.
My grandmother, yeah.
Yeah. I introduced my daughter-in-law to her. And then Mrs. Dixie looked at her and she said, I don't know what she's doing up there. She's mine. And she hugged me. She's not supposed to go anyplace. She's supposed to be here with me. She's mine.
And she hugged you?
Mm-hmm. And her wheelchair. That's the last I've seen her. And she was all right. And afterwards, she wasn't there anymore.
How did you meet your husband?
Coming to church. He used to live here in this house.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Joe Vasquez.
Oh, yeah.
And
you met him at St. Isidore?
Mm-hmm. His mother and his sisters and his brother. His brother died last Christmas. And that's where we meet here in the church.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you know him before you got married?
7 years. See, I couldn't get married. My brothers were too little to work, and I had to help work until they were ready to work for themselves. So he waited for me.
Oh.
He waited.
How old were you when you got engaged?
Well, it was 1926. Mm. And he waited.
He must have really wanted you. I don't blame him.
I don't know.
Good woman.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He looks like a good her grandfather. Not much, but he
does. Yes, a little bit. Uh huh. Yeah.
I wish I knew how the way I looked when I was working for her grandmother.
You said you remembered, I want to ask you a little bit about my grandmother and birth control. My mother told me that my grandmother, when birth control came in, would get Joe to take the various women on the ranch down to the clinic to get birth control. Do you remember anything about that?
Yes, I wanted to, but my husband didn't want to use it. So I acted. It was before her father was born. But he, my husband didn't want to use it.
You told me you remembered Granny Green.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I dropped.
This is a sketch that was made of her, and this is a picture of her. It's so tiny.
Yes, it is.
And this is Grandfather Green. This is when he was younger.
Oh, no, I didn't know him. Not him, but that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Just like she was.
What do you remember about her?
Well, I used to talk to her and take her walking all around there. Mm-hmm. And I remember with Mrs. Dixie, we had to go to the meetings that she always had.
Yeah.
She always said, "Well, take care of Granny." We call her Granny Green.
Yeah.
So I would watch her. And one day, I remember I was washing them. I was washing the man's dishes and, I said, "Where's Granny?" So I ran and I couldn't find her, and I walked all over and I couldn't find her. And remember that the swing porch they had in the back, in the front?
Yeah.
They had
sure.
a swing,
yeah.
And there was she sleeping there. Oh, I'm so scared. I ran and ran until I found her there. So she was sleeping there.
I'm going to go.
She's going to go watch?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Becca.
And so I remember her a lot. I remember her in the morning. She used to walk to the bathroom and help her.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye. When's graduation?
13th. I'm a long depot, thank you.
Okay.
Where are you graduating from, Becca?
That's
going to
be the
high school. Fantastic. And what are you going to do?
How to be a technical illustrator. Drawing. Machines.
Well, are you going to get training for that?
I am taking night school right now at Anaheim High School.
Wait a little while, Becky. I'll be right back.
Okay.
My mother remembers coming down here to pick up cattle a lot when they came in on the train.
Right there. They used to go by here. By here. I could just see sister and her horse running with the cattle. Take it to the ranch.
Oh, yeah. The train station was that way?
Mm-hmm. Still, they have the Dallas Lumber Yard right there.
I must go and see that.
It's a lumber yard now, and they used to have a place where the train leads the cattle, and then from here, then the cowboys and sister. And now it's my mother and a horse. My sister, she was old.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Green, Debra?
Yes.
She never... I never saw them in a horse. But sister, she was always in a horse.
Well, she worked almost all her life on the ranch for her father.
She always did. She always had her leather skirts.
Yeah. And shacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We used to go in her room and smell like horse all the
time. I know it. And then Cherry Street was the
this
dirt,
is Cherry Street.
Was the dirt road that the cattle would go.
You would go right there and then it would go to the ranch.
Up to the ranch.
But now everything's different. I don't know. We used to see the sun in the morning when the sun was rising in the morning. Now you can see nothing.
Because of
the
smog.
And then all those buildings there.
Yeah.
It's lots more with just alfalfa and hay. Alfalfa and beans.
Oh,
they used to plant all those. And the
Wadis still have a farm there, don't they?
No more. No, there's the Rockwell Center for the stores and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's all washed out. I thought I had another picture of this one here. See,
this is all my children. Oh, what handsome. They're so beautiful.
Yeah, that's one of my granddaughters. Debbie's Becky's sister.
Yeah.
My son when he was in school, was Chris. So this is one, another of my granddaughters. She's in college right now.
I
got two daughters from college, and one is going as
student. Oh, yes. Yes, I certainly do.
Thank you. See, this is my old...
Beautiful girl.
Famous. And this is her.
I did.
So that's what she's doing now. She's going... At daytime, she goes to college. In the afternoon, she's selling you
insurance. Yeah. The way my dad did, yeah.
And then her sister, younger sister, is the one's going, the 18, I think she's going to Chile.
Yeah.
I don't know, what do they do when they exchange students?
Petra, they're so beautiful. Your family is so, your family is like your garden. It's